Good morning, the Wolf. Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Matt Kerner.
Matt Kerner!
How you doing, Don?
Yeah! Come on!
What's up, man?
Come on with it, Matt Kerner, my brother from another mother like no other.
How is it going?
I am caffeinated and motivated to talk to you. That's...
Ditto.
Dude, I can't believe we actually finally made this happen after a couple years now, talking to you, getting to know you, getting to, you know, following you on Facebook, you know, doing your new music and watching all of your golf trick shots. You are coming to Idaho!
I cannot wait. Seriously, man, I'm so pumped.
It is exciting, and this whole concert series has turned into just a huge buzz here in Wolf Country, man. It's our Howlin' and Bone concert series. It's happening at Steel and Joe's Bone in a very historic and legendary place. About 20 minutes up the mountain in the Black Hill, the Blackfoot Mountains, just above Idaho Falls. Beautiful setting, outdoor amphitheater, Steel and Joe's Bone, Howlin' and Bone concert series. We already sold out Tim Duggar in May. Jeff Crosby's coming in June. Jackson Mickelson will be here in July. And then you're wrapping it up in August. And I'm so excited to see you live. Matt Kerner, come on! Jeez.
Dude, I am so excited, man. I cannot wait. August 21st, baby. I've already got some people coming up from California. So
really?
We're going to have a good time.
So, let's talk about it. You know, for those that don't know who Matt Kerner is, first of all, his last name is K-O-E-R-N-E-R, but it sounds like Kerner, not corner. Yeah. Okay?
You got it.
We'll get the pronunciation out of the way, but musically, man, when somebody asks me, you know, what's Matt Kerner's music like, I legitimately tell them this. And Amanda Joe up at Steel and Joe's Bone, when we were trying to find artists to come up and do this Howlin' and Bone concert series, I said, this Matt Kerner kid, we got to get him out here. He is pure energy. He is so talented. We got to get him on stage. People need to experience this guy live. Plus, selfishly, I need to meet this guy. And she goes, well,
it's crazy that I've never met you.
I know.
Like, in person. I feel like I've known you my entire life.
It's so great. And here's the thing. I said, she goes, tell me about him. What's he like? And I said, he is like a young American Keith Urban.
Bang! Dude, that is amazing.
That's the only way I can describe you, a young American Keith Urban. But you are amazing. I can't wait, again, to have the Matt Kerner experience live. August 21st, Steel and Joe's Bone, Howlin' and Bone concert series. Before we get to the new single, which we're going to play before anybody else, because that's how I do it, Matt.
Yes, debuting it, baby.
I want to talk about something about you that still blows my mind to this day. And in all the times that we've talked, I don't think we've ever really touched on it. And it's not, you know, it's a scary thing, but it's something that I think a lot of people have been touched by and a lot of people have gone through, maybe going through it right now. And that is that you are a cancer survivor.
Yeah, man. I was, back in 2016, I was diagnosed with cancer. I was living in Nashville, and it was one of those things. I'll keep it short and sweet. It was obviously a time where, you know, anytime you're told you have cancer, it's really, really scary. But it brought a lot of positivity for me. It brought a lot of people out that I didn't know how many people cared for me until that happened. I mean, I knew people cared for me, but that really brought a huge support system out for me. And it just taught me to really shoot for the stars, because you really have no idea how long you have. And I run by the motto of, you're already at no, so you might as well ask and shoot for the stars. And that just amplified that. So I live life every day and cherish every single day and the experience of going through cancer and chemotherapy and really thinking that, you know, you might not make it, just amplified that in my life. And I'm, in a very weird way, I'm very thankful that I went through that experience and I'm okay today. And to anybody who is going through it right now, fight like hell. And on the days where you can't fight, let your support system fight for you, because they are the ones who are going to get you through it.
Dude. Man, I didn't think I could love you any more than I do.
Man, thanks, Don. I love you right back, man. Really, everybody up there, man. I cannot wait to get up there, seriously. It is circled on the calendar, baby.
Your attitude, your energy, your enthusiasm, your positive mindset, there is no... I mean, that is, it's obvious why you beat something as horrible as cancer, and why you continue to just to share the joy of your life and your music with everybody, whether you're live on Facebook on a Friday and you're just playing requests just off the cuff, or I'm watching you set up these elaborate, ridiculous golfing trick shots in your living room, which you've got. Are these for real? Because... I mean, seriously, are they for real?
I promise you they're for real. Yes, every single shot you see is not fake.
There is no way! The last one I saw, you were stacking red solo cups up, and you were hitting them in and then stacking another one on top. I'm like, there has to be trick for talk. There is no way that he is doing this.
No tricks, man. If your listeners are listening, go to Instagram, Matt Kerner Music. And you can see what John's talking about. I promise you there are no tricks. Trick Shot Tuesday is the name of it. I release one every single week on Tuesday.
Wow.
And I mean, my second love is golf.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love it. And they're really fun. I promise you. I really do make them all. There's no trick videography going on.
I got to go back to your Instagram and revisit some of these because I really want to believe you, but they're so unbelievable. It's really hard for me too. But I will take your word for it, my friend, because I know you're an honest man. So I'm going to go watch a couple of those. We're going to play your song, The Race. Oh. And then when we come back, I want you to tell the story of your grandpa and a very special song.
That sounds good. Thanks, Don.
It's the Howlin' and Bone Artist Spotlight, Matt Kerner on The Wolf.
Freeway, the same speedway. On with the same drive home on a different day.
That's The Race and our buddy Matt Kerner on The Wolf. And Matt, the trick shot artist and recording artist, is going to be here live at Steel and Joe's Bone, Howlin' and Bone Concert Series, August 21st. Those tickets are on sale right now, Steel and Joe's Bone and WolfIdaho.com. And that was the first single, man, that kind of introduced everybody to you. And why I probably immediately... compared you to a young American Keith Urban. I mean, it has that vibe to it. You have that vibe because I've met Keith a few times and been around him, been to his shows, and he has that really real cool spirit to him. But you've got about 1,000 times more energy than him, which is frightening, really.
I don't want people to be freaked. Like, I'm not a crazy, like,
no,
maniac.
No. You're crazy in a good way, though. So,
I hear you.
I can only imagine the energy you bring to any show. Now, this is going to be a pretty intimate show. I mean, we're getting back to live concerts. I know you've been gigging out in Cali and some other places, but this is 100 people. This is a laid-back lawn chair on the lawn. You're on a wood stage, and we got the... We got the foothills in the back and an Idaho, an August Idaho night.
That is my bread and butter. That is going to be awesome. I'll be playing all my original stuff, obviously, but I'll take some requests and things like that.
Okay.
Time. But I love the fact that you're telling me that I sound like Keith Urban. Keith Urban is unequivocally my favorite country artist. And I've been to a bunch of his concerts. I bought his signed guitar at his concert. Like, he really is my favorite. And because of what you're saying, his music just makes you feel good. And when you watch him play, you can tell that guy loves what he does.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can emulate that because I love what I do too. And he's just phenomenal, man. I've never had the opportunity to meet him either. He's one of the guys that I would really like to meet one day.
You obviously love what you do too. Just watching you, like I said, on Facebook, I can't wait. I'll tell you what, one of the most special moments I think I've had in my career was watching you listen to me on video play a song that is so special and dear to you called Stayed Alive in 45, which is about your grandfather and his military experience. Tell everyone the story of this song. It's amazing.
Man, that was one of the biggest moments in my career. My wife, we were laying in bed, and you debuted it on radio. And it's the song that means the most to me in my career, and I don't know if I'll ever write another song that means more to me. My grandpa was a World War II vet, and when I was a kid, I would always ask him about his experience in World War II, and he never wanted to talk about it, but I was like 8 years old, and I didn't understand why he didn't want to talk about it, so I kept asking him to tell me about it, and one day out of the blue, he decided that he wanted to sit me down at his dinner table and talk to me for 3 hours about his experience in World War II. And so I wrote, the song is about one of the stories that he told me. He was 18 when he was sent over to southern Germany to fight. And he and 30 men were running along a riverside, and they were being chased by a German battalion that outnumbered them pretty heavily. And they came to a fork in the river, and on the right-hand side, a bridge crossed over the river. And Grandpa Sergeant stopped the 30 men and picked five of them to stay back at the bridge so that when the German battalion caught up, those five would slow them down for as long as they could so the other 25 could run off and get away. It was without a doubt a suicide mission. And my grandfather, at 18 years old, was one of those five chosen to stay back at the bridge, and he made it through, and at the end of the song, called Stayed Alive in 45, he made it through. And so you have to, you find out how he made it through at the end. So you got to listen through all the way to the end. And you're right, man. You debuted that song on radio. I never thought that song was going to make it to radio, and you made it happen, and I was bawling my eyes out, and it was an amazing moment, man. I will forever be thankful to you for that.
Oh, brother, it is my pleasure. What a great story. It's like a movie script, but it's real life about your grandfather, his story, Stayed Alive in 45, and we're going to play it again. It's Matt Kerner on The Wolf.
Hey, boy, won't you take a seat?
Matt Kerner, Stayed Alive in 45 on The Wolf. That's the song that will always be special to me, too, because I know the story behind it. I'm so proud that I was a part of making that happen for you for the first time on the radio. Oh. And I'm getting ready to play another song from you that I'm so excited about. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. This is something, man. The song is called Drivin', and for a golfer like you, this has double meaning.
Dude, I'm so embarrassed to even say this, but that didn't even cross my mind until right now. It does. You're right, man. Driving off the tee, baby. But hey, that lyric is not in the song. This song is just a feel good. The guy is trying to convince the stressed out girl to just stop working on whatever she's working on. Stop thinking. And let's just hop in the car and go for a drive, man. Let's roll the windows down. It's a beautiful day. You know, tap your knees, stomp your feet, and have a good time. Driving is the name of it. And, dude, you're debuting another one of my songs, man. I love you, Don Jaranella. Oh,
and we love you back, Matt Kerner, with the Worldwide Wolf debut. This is Driving. Woo!
It's a beautiful day.
There it is. First time ever on the radio. The Worldwide Wolf debut. Matt Kerner and Drivin'. Matt, my buddy, on the phone still. That song makes me want to drive and roll down the windows and do all the fun things that you're talking about. I cannot wait to hear it live as well as everything else. And August 21st, cannot get here soon enough.
Oh, God, I cannot wait, man. We're driving up there. Speaking of driving, we're driving up there from Southern California. I can't wait. I can't wait to see y'all. And it's going to be a blast. Please come out and see me. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a beautiful day, August 21. Circle on the calendar, man.
Absolutely. Set a reminder. Matt Kerner will be live at Steel and Joe's Bone, Howlin' and Bone Concert Series. Like you said, August 21st. There's only 100 tickets available. I'm not sure how many are left. They are on sale now. SteelandJoesBone.com, WolfIdaho.com. Follow Matt. Find him on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Look out for Trick Shot Tuesdays. And there's nothing more to say except buy the tickets while you can. You do not want to miss Matt Kerner at Steel and Joe's Bone.
I will see you guys then, Don. Thank you so much, man.